And a very grand welcome to all of you great decoders around the world, wherever you may be, male and female always. My name is Logan, and this is Decode Your Reality. And today we're going to be breaking down and decoding Tree of Life. Tree of Life decoded. Ladies and gentlemen, get your strapped in. Get yourself strapped in. Get settled in. This one's going to be a fun one. Here we go for this presentation. We're going to start off with some Chaldean numerology, the oldest known numerology cipher in the world, as far as I know. Brain and spinal cord equals 48. Tree of Life equals the number 48. So, I mean, this is the Tree of Life. The 33/34 vertebrae. Some of you have 34 vertebrae leading up to the brain. Brain and spinal cord, 48, Tree of Life from 48. Isn't it interesting? Because 4 magnified twice as becomes the 8. It's really, really fascinating. Okay. Moving along, ladies and gentlemen, we bring in the amazing system of the tarot. We get the picture. This is just one perspective. We're going to be getting multiple. You can see that the Knight of Cups being card number 48, if you're including the Fool in the 0 and the 22nd position, it's the looking for love. And that's exactly what it means to be a human being and playing out this game through the Tree of Life. When you incarnate, you look for love. You look to fall in love. You look to create through love, through the ways of the way you see love. Spiritually, materially, physically, looking for love, the Knight of Cups. So we're going to get into this Knight of Cups, ladies and gentlemen, tied to the brain and spinal cord, tied to the Tree of Life. Now, when we bring in the cards of illumination, I could have done this separately, and we're going to do this. The Nine of Spades is card number 48, so we have a separation. One way we have the Knight of Cups, the Jack of Hearts. And then the other way, we have the Nine of Swords. Nine meaning endings and completions. Nine being tied to the Hermit, the all-knowing, the wise, et cetera, et cetera. So this is kind of what it looks like. I had some AI images created. I thought they came out really nice. And the separation between, maybe like a dichotomy, if you will, of the vision of daydreaming. The perspective of like what you see is a grandiose image right here. It's the Knight of Cups. You're riding in on the horse. You got that cup in your hand and you're looking for love. That's what this card means. Card card number 48, excuse me. Tied to the Tree of Life. But then when we correlate it to the Nine of Spades through the cards of illumination, we get the 48, and then we correlate it to back to the tarot, and we get the Nine of Swords. Now, that just did a great job because, ladies and gentlemen, it's like you have the nightmare on one end, and then you have the knight in shining armor on the other end. You have the mystical fantasy on one end, and then you have the absolute nightmare on the other end. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, maybe you've been one of these individuals up at night, anxiety, depression, worry, doubt, stress, fear. We've all been there. The swords means the physicality of our life. And the reason why I have the bishops here is because the nines represent, to me, they represent the bishops on the chessboard, which of course you're going to get spirit into matter. And now you're going to get the Bishop of Rome, which is the Pope. And they're going to say that's the incarnation of the sun. So this is a very interesting dichotomy here between the fantasy, you know, the golden age and the dark age, the nightmare, and how these correlate together. Absolutely amazing. Showing perhaps, you know, the yin yang, the dark and the light here. The game of life, the tree of life, et cetera, et cetera. And then I had this drawn up, and this one is amazing. Representing the Nine of Swords, representing 48, representing the Tree of Life. So once you incarnate and you're looking for love and everything's all hunky-dory and you're on that horse and it feels great to be on that steed and you feel mighty and powerful, there may come a point in time where you get to this position right here. Many of you have been here. I've been here. Depression, worry, anxiety, stress. Don't know what life's going to look like tomorrow. The Nine of Swords. Remember that the game of life is 59. And this is what it looks like sometimes. You being this individual. You know? Staying up at night. Sleepless nights, not knowing what the outcome is going to be. We don't want to be here with the Tree of Life. We want to be here. But you can see the dichotomy of this. I think it was just absolutely amazing how this looks right here. So let's get into some golden ratio now. We're going to get into some mathematics. And we're going to locate that number 48 in the string of the golden ratio. Golden ratio being the measurement of nature, being the measurement of the Fibonacci sequence, et cetera, et cetera. And we have to go 17 digits to find that number 48. So we have digit 16 and digit 17. What's 16 and 17? 33. And then you just go right back to the vertebrae. See how beautiful this is? Scripted reality, predestined reality. The total for the outcome for all these digits added up, 96. And then you get the yin-yang. Okay, you get the yin-yang. So the Tree of Life, it's tied to the brain and spinal cord. It's tied to the yin yang. Okay. Which is tied to worry, doubt, fear, anxiety, depression, anxiety, and also looking for love, where you have the amazing, you know, fantasy life. You know, we've all been here and here. Okay. These renditions to give you the picture of how this looks. And then we bring in to the aspect of numerology once again. And this is a humdinger, ladies and gentlemen. We take all these letters, these numbers, 1, 6, 1, 8, and we say them through the magical aspects of numerology, the science of numbers. 73 letters. You're on television is the number 73. 17 words, of course, matching to 17 digits. It becomes the number 314. I'm going to get to that 314 in a second here, but you can see that the total amount, I'm sorry, the 48 is looking for love, and there are 17 digits, and you become the star card. So this is what this is saying right here through the string of the golden ratio, is when you incarnate, you end up looking for love, building something that you'll love, and you'll become the star of the movie called life. And sometimes you end up in this position right here. Sometimes. Okay? Unavoidable, really. It's part of life, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to bring into this aspect now, we're going to talk about some alchemy, because brain and spinal cord being 48, Tree of Life being 48, we now get into alchemy, and we get this first element. We're going to get into cadmium here in just a minute, but we're going to get into titanium, and this is going to correlate to the fallen angels story, the sons and daughters of Earth, that means you and me, the offsprings of Earth, and we have the Titans, titanium. We can get into Kronos being tied into Pandora's box, stuck in the box of time. This is one of its isotopes, 48. 48 point, dot, 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 48. Trying to keep it simple. And there's that 48 through the Knight of Cups. But then we bring in the Fool card. Fool card knowingly as the 0 and the 22. So when you incarnate into a human being and you end up looking for love, you're looking to hump, you're looking to procreate, you're looking to build a company, a business, you become the Fool. See, when you incarnate, like, folks, if you go back to your teenage years, just try to think back to your teenage years, like when you were a know-it-all. I mean, I know I was when I was a kid. I got married when I was 19, should tell you. Thought I knew everything, but I was the Fool back then. And this is what it is. You're looking for love, ladies and gentlemen, becoming the Fool at the 22 position there. And then we bring in the second aspect here through cadmium. And again, these elements are bridges to bridge the gap to show us how this reality works. We have cadmium. Cadmium having that 113. There's the 48 protons. What is 113? Well, it's a prime number. As I've been showing, as many of you great decoders have been showing, through mathematics, part of the source code, 113 is the 30th prime number. And just like that, you could see that what it means to be a human being in the tree of life, you're being role played. You're being used. See, my final answer is that the voice in your head, you don't own that. That owns you. And you're being role played through that. The voice of God inside of you, if you will. That's what this is saying here. And then when you bring in the sine and cosine wave of the number 48, we're going to get into some more mathematics. I showed how to decode using sine and cosine waves on my how-to series. I hope you've checked that out. This is like the fingerprint of each number. And when you add them up, total, the total addition, you get 121. And we're going to go right back to alchemy again. And we're going to correlate it to this element called antimony. Antimony having 51 protons. 121.760 is its average atomic weight out of all the natural isotopes. And why this 121 is so important here, tied to the tree of life, tied to the number 51, is because it's tied to this word called parasitos, which is where the word parasite comes from, which I covered in my Parasite Decoded exclusively on Patreon. So think about what I'm showing you here. Parasitos, which paved the way for the word parasite, which came out in 1611, which just so happens to correlate to the King James Bible. Go check it out. The number 51 for its total connects to the 51 protons in antimony. This means not alone. This is the all-seeing eye in your brain. And it correlates through the sine and cosine waves of the 121, which correlates to the number 48, which correlates to the brain and spinal cord, which correlates to the tree of life. So just how much control do we have? See, I believe we're being parasited. You're being parasited by the voice in your head. It's not always doom and gloom, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, not everybody incarnates to be the bad character. Not everybody incarnates to be the good character. Superhero, villain, predator, prey, dark, light, etc., etc. But you're being parasited. You're being harvested for your energy, your emotional reactions, etc., etc. Except for you, I know. Except for you. There's always going to be an asterisk, an exception next to some of you say, oh, not me. Okay, that's totally fine. Let's keep going here. The tree of life, through where it originally came from in the Hebrew, this idea came from Judaism. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge, the Garden of Eden. Tree of life through the full Hebrew gematria, where you're going to get into double and triple digits. Here's the word tree. It's tied to the great beast above your head. And then you're on television equals 73. Okay, and it gives us the 233 as the marker. And that's a very big deal because 233 is not just any number. It's the 51st prime number and the 13th Fibonacci number. Now, I could have went gangbusters on the 13. That's tied to the death card, which inevitably we all face. But there's that 51 again, tied to the Ace of Swords and tied to this element, antimony. This is the most abundant weight it has. This is going to round up to 121. These elements have several isotopes. And it means not alone. You see, the tree of life means that the voice in your head runs you right here. And I'm using theology here. This is where this idea came from, the tree of life. Judaism, the Torah says, so the Lord God said, my spirit will not be with man forever, contend with man. For he is mortal, his day shall be 120 years. And there it is. Bam! See how this all fits into the narrative. And this Ace of Swords is going to be tied to the show Westworld and HBO and the movie in 1973. Remember, there's 73 words. Going all the way back, if you go look at that, the 1.6108, 17 digits, 17 words. 1973, Westworld comes out. Tree of Life being 233, 51st prime number, 51st card in the deck correlates to the 40th card in the deck called the Ace of Spades. And there's that television being the 40th aspect here. The numerology, the card of illumination, convert it into the tarot, convert it into mathematics, convert it into numerology. And just like that, you can see, ladies and gentlemen, see that implant in your brain? That's going to be this right there. They were trying to tell you that in Westworld. HBO did a great job. Your mind is not your own. Even the people that created Westworld, their mind is not their own. Even the people you think that are at the highest top levels, they're being used too. Nobody gets a hall pass in this reality. So going down and reducing the tree of life into the single digits, we get the number 19 for life and 16 for the tree. And it's just so interesting, right? Because the tree, it looks a hell of a lot like a tree to me, the tower, and then life and the logos and the sun giving us life. It's really, really interesting. And the word, you know, even the word simulation, which we know in Chaldean, simulation is 35. Simulation, you convert that into the Hebrew. I just put it in there and just like, let's convert it into Hebrew. There it is. Simulation becomes the number 19. You go right back to the sun. So again, it's telling you that light is necessary to create the simulation. Both this entire reality that we end up experiencing through daylight and then the artificial light through the light bulbs and the neon lights, etc., through nighttime. That's what this is saying here. 19 being tied to the word battery. This simulation is a battery, as I've been saying so many times. And then if we take the number 35, which is tied to the word simulation, which is tied to the tree of life, all the way to reduce down, and we bring it into the string of the golden ratio to measure that out, to give another extension of how this reality works, 35 occupies digit 57 and 58, and that's including the 1 point, ladies and gentlemen. 57 and 58, that's going to give you the 115. That's going to be tied to the great beast. If you watched The Beast Decoded on my Patreon, you'd know the 115, Papyrus 115, tied to the great beast. But ladies and gentlemen, it's tied to the Truman Show. This is the comedy in our lives. 57, the Truman Show. Think about what I'm showing you here. How this all works. How this all just perfectly, just coincidentally synchronizes together. Wink, wink. You're in a scripted, predestined reality, ladies and gentlemen. 57 and 58. And what about that 58? Well, I mean, it's tied to my birthday. I was born on the 35th day of the year. This occupies digit 57 and 58. And then my birth card, February 4th, is the 58th card in the tarot, which is the Eight of Swords, which correlates to my birth card, the Eight of Spades, which is the 47th card in the deck. The word scripted reality equals 47. Tree of knowledge, this is knowledge, is 47. You're on the silver screen. The knowledge, knowing, is you're inside of a movie. This is off my planet, Prison Planet 2, Decoded. And I covered this, and I've covered it and spit you out of my mouth so many times now, right? And this is off the King James Version. This is Revelation 3, verses 16. Notice the numerology is the 58. So why I'm showing this here is, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to get out? Some of you don't want to be here anymore. Some of you don't want to be a part of being Truman Burbank. You want to exit. Is there a way to exit? Well, I showed in my Prison Planet 2, I've shown it in many other decodes now, Revelation 3, verses 16, which says that you're neutral because you know that the game is hot or cold, and it wants you to choose. It wants you to choose God or the devil. It wants you to choose light or dark. It wants you to choose hot or cold. It wants you to choose peace or calamity. And when you realize they're both one and the same and you become lukewarm, you become neutral, does this mean you'll get spit out of being in bondage? You get spit out of pie. Why this is important and the correlation, the direct correlation, and why this has merit, ladies and gentlemen, is because of the fact that when you say, and I'm going to go back to this, I already showed this. When you say 1618033988749898948, which is where the tree of life ends, you get pie. You get pie. So is this saying you don't want to play anymore? You don't want to be trapped in my bondage anymore?
You don't want to be playing the game of life anymore? You don't want to be part of the brain and spinal cord? You don't want to be tied to the tree of life? You don't want to be a star in the movie anymore? You don't want to look for love anymore? You got to be lukewarm. It doesn't say it's a bad thing. I will spew you out of my mouth. 314, that pie is earth. Pie is the tree of life, folks. It's yin yang. I'll spit you out of duality. That's what it says here. So many times I've covered this. Puppet Masters 58, Remote Controls 58. So many times I've covered this. That's my interpretation of this. Now, you're free to believe whatever you want to believe. I'm not here to force anything upon any of you here. These are just my observations. But I think it's pretty crystal clear of what this means. So to finish off this decode, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go right back to the Cards of Illumination, how amazing this system is. I'm going to go to Solar Spread number 58. Again, these cards all move every year. Why am I doing the number 58? Because it's tied to the 58th card in the tarot, which is the Eight of Swords, which is bondage, which is my birth card, which is, I'll spit you out of my mouth. Look at what it is. It's 3 verses 16. Going back here. The tree. Spit you out of the tree of life. Okay. So we go to solar spread number 58. We go to space number 21 because that's where the Eight of Swords, Eight of Spades sits, in space number 21. And we correlate that to the major arcana. And look, it doesn't get any more blatant than this, ladies and gentlemen. Because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my world. The world is duality, ladies and gentlemen. You're living inside of it. You don't want to become a character in duality anymore? You got to live a life of neutrality. And it's a tall order. It's a tall order, ladies and gentlemen. And again, why I feel qualified is because this is my birth card. And I've been showing this over and over and over and over. Don't trust me on this, ladies and gentlemen. Be a critic of what I'm showing you. Go do your own research and studies on this. I'm not here to force this on you. Absolutely not here to force this on you. And then to kind of finalize this here, we go to space 35. Okay, right here. Why 35? Because tree life is 35. Same solar spread 58. And we get the Eight of Clubs. So we have an 88 here. Time travel. And now we have the Eight of Wands, which is card 30. The word Demiurge equals 30. The word Jehovah equals 30. The word Santa Claus equals 30. I will spit you out of my mouth. Demiurge. I will spit you out of duality. Tree of life. I'll spit you out of bondage. You don't want to be a player here in bondage anymore? You got to be lukewarm. That's what this is saying right here. Pi, earth. My last name is Payette. I mean, how much more obvious it needs to be for me anyway. And I'm not taking any credit. I'm just being used, ladies and gentlemen, to show you this information. So the last slide I want to show you is the boilerplate chart for the Cards of Illumination. This is the ego side of the cards. This is the handler side of the cards. And you'll see in space 21, the Nine of Diamonds and the Five of Diamonds. The Nine of Diamonds being card number 35, the Five of Diamonds being card number 31. You know what that correlates to? 31, 35. That's the latitude, longitude of Bethlehem, the birth city of the Christ, right there through the Cards of Illumination. Card 31, latitude north of Bethlehem. Card 35, latitude west of, or east of a longitude east of Bethlehem. This is the Christ. This is the 95. This is the I am. This is the 59. This is the game of life. You don't want to be in bondage anymore? You don't want to be part of the Jesus Christ superstar experience? You got to be lukewarm. That's what I feel this interpretation means. And I stand by that with absolute certainty. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tree of Life. What did you see? We'd love to keep your comments coming. Just keep them cordial. Again, you don't have to agree with everything I say. I don't want you to. Your truth is the only truth that matters. Use your logic and discernment, your observations. Go do your own set of decodes. Do your own decoding. Figure it out for yourself. Your standards and measurements may be a little bit different, but using it as a guideline and what I'm showing you, all this stuff here, it's pretty obvious of what this, all these markers say. Tarot, science of numbers, golden ratio, mathematics, sine and cosine waves. I mean, it's pretty obvious what this is all saying here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.